Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, and not a moment too soon. And he was very, very politely hurly for the time that we're going to spend together in the next 30 minutes. A great interventional cardiologist, a great man, Dr. Daniel Ice, is here. Our topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Ice, is peripheral arterial disease. You may many times hear it. Sometimes people will call it peripheral artery disease, peripheral arterial disease. Many times, if not most times, you'll just hear it called the acronym PAD. That is our important focus this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist. In addition to that, the director of the Deborah First Responder Health Assessment and the assistant director of Interventional Cardiology Fellowship Program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Dr. Daniel Ice is an interventional cardiologist, is board certified in cardiovascular disease, interventional cardiology, nuclear cardiology, adult echocardiography, and vascular medicine. Is that five? Is that the quintuple threat? Dr. Ice earned his medical degree at the University of Louisville School of Medicine in Kentucky after medical school. He completed his residency in internal medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine. He also completed fellowship training in both cardiology and interventional cardiology at Lankenau Medical Center in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Dr. Ice's special interests include structural heart disease, complex coronary intervention, peripheral vascular intervention, venous disease, and chronic total occlusion, CTO, revascularization. He has authored numerous articles in peer-reviewed medical journals, and he joins us now. Welcome back, Dr. Ice.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. It's always a joy to be back here on your show.
Same to you, sir. Peripheral arterial disease, PAD, what is it?
Well, PAD is a common disease, which is basically a narrowing of the peripheral arteries, those arteries that carry blood flow away from the heart and go to other parts of the body. And these narrowings are a collection of fatty deposits and calcium building up within the walls of those arteries. That is a disease known as atherosclerosis. So PAD is simply atherosclerosis of these peripheral vessels outside of the heart.
Dr. Ice, who is at risk for PAD?
Individuals at risk for PAD are those that have a history or are currently smoking, patients with a history of diabetes or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and also as we age, the incidence of PAD goes up as well. So I would say patients over the age of 60 have an additional risk factor for peripheral arterial disease.
Is this a fair way to put it, are there typical symptoms of PAD?
Yes, there are typical symptoms. There's also atypical symptoms as well. But classically, the typical symptoms that we usually screen for and that we tell patients to look for would be painful cramping in one or both of the leg muscles within the legs, whether it's the calves or whether it's the thighs, after certain activities such as walking a certain distance or walking up an incline, climbing stairs. They might notice symptoms, again, in one calf or the other, or their thighs, and notice fatigue or heaviness within the legs after these activities that then go away when they stop doing that activity, when they rest for a few minutes, that discomfort subsides. In severe PAD, symptoms may also include ulcers or wounds on the foot or on the toes. That's usually a sign of more advanced stages of the disease. But classically, the most commonly thing we get is the leg cramping, the leg fatigue symptoms.
Let me take a moment, and I know Dr. Ice will do it several times during the program because it's very important. There is a screening event, a PAD screening event, on Saturday, October 1st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Deborah Heart and Lung Center in Browns Mills, New Jersey. Now, this is not an open-to-the-public event, so you would need to register. And when you go to either demanddeborah.org or call 609-793-9996. I'll repeat the number, but don't worry. This is not the only time you will hear it during this half hour. 609-793-9996. Now, I know most people listening are on digital devices, and Deborah Heart and Lung Center has done a great job with their technology. DemandDeborah.org, you can navigate really, really well, you can do this digitally. Or there are, I know there are people that just like to call and like to talk to someone. 609-793-9996. That's to register for the event and also to see if you are eligible to participate. So we want to keep that front and center during the half hour with Dr. Ice. The topic is peripheral arterial disease, PAD. Is PAD, Dr. Ice, associated with other diseases?
Yes. As I mentioned before, PAD is basically caused by atherosclerosis. And so PAD is associated with other diseases of the body that also stem from atherosclerosis, such diseases as coronary artery disease and even stroke. So that whole process of atherosclerosis causes all of those. So oftentimes we see them come hand in hand with patients that may already have coronary artery disease or may have had symptoms of stroke in the past.
Dr. Ice, what are the diagnostic studies that can be done to confirm the presence of PAD?
Well, first we always start off with an appropriate history and a physical exam. But in terms of actual studies, usually these are a non-invasive test that consists of blood pressure cuffs on the arms and the legs, something called an ankle brachial index test or an ABI. There's additional tests that involve ultrasound of the leg arteries. And then as we progress into our testing, so oftentimes a CAT scan or an MRA of the legs can also be done for more definitive identification of the disease and localization of the disease to see exactly where problems may be occurring.
Our distinguished guest this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Daniel Ice, an interventional cardiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Dr. Ice is the director of the Deborah First Responder Health Assessment, also the Assistant Director, Interventional Cardiology Fellowship Program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And the topic today on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Ice is PAD, peripheral arterial disease. What are the ramifications? People listening might be dealing with things that they're going to hear this hour. Whoa, this is me, and I've been letting this go. What are the ramifications if PAD is left untreated?
Right. So if it's left untreated, oftentimes we'll see symptoms start to advance, and those advanced symptoms may include leg or foot pain at rest, not only with walking but also at rest. They might start to see skin color changes on the lower legs or on the feet, redness that is occurring at all times. They may notice wounds or ulcers on their feet or on their toes that aren't healing. And in some patients, if this disease is left untreated, this may ultimately lead to the need for an amputation of either their toes or their feet or even their legs.
Wow. That's something to pay close attention to. So you don't want to let this go on and on. You want to take care of yourself and do the right thing here for you and your family. We're going to go to the only break that we take, Dr. Ice, during your program. As we go into the break, let me give you an opportunity to make a comment about the upcoming screening event for PAD that's going to be taking place.
Right. So as you pointed out before, PAD fair or PAD screening event that we usually host every year. This time, October 1st, starting at 8 a.m., running through 1 p.m. We'll be here at Deborah Heart Lung Center. Patients, if they qualify, will get an appointment time. They'll come in, they'll have some tests done, and then they will see one of the providers here for a few minutes to go over their history, go over their test results, and determine whether they it is recommended if they seek further workup and attention, or if we say, hey, everything looks good, nothing to worry about here. So again, it's a screening fair to screen for the presence of PAD and then give further recommendations on where to go from here.
It's a great opportunity to be I was just going to say, for your comment, Dr. Ice, it's a great opportunity to be proactive and to get screened.
Absolutely. And this is, again, a free event here. There will be probably some refreshments as well, but certainly being proactive in one's health for screening for PAD, always recommended.
And as we go to the break, demanddebora.org. You can use any digital device, your smartphone, iPad, laptop, desktop, or you can call 609-793-9996 to register for the event, and you'll be able to check at that time to make sure that you're eligible to participate as well. And Dr. Ice, I think you were about to say something when I jumped in.
No, you covered it. I was just going to mention the demanddebora.org website where they can find out more information and is help with registering for that event.
I was connecting. I was channeling. I was reading your mind. I knew it. I knew that's what you were going to do, and I jumped in. My apologies, sir. 17 minutes past the hour with Dr. Ice. I am Hurley in the Morning. This is Debora Heart and Lung Center presents our distinguished guest, Dr. Daniel Ice, the director of Debora First Responder Health Assessment, the assistant director of Interventional Cardiology Fellowship Program, and, of course, an interventional cardiologist. The topic is peripheral arterial disease. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Life is hectic here in South Jersey, but one thing you don't have to worry about is missing the information you need while you're running around doing a zillion things. That's why WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you everything you need to know in 6 minutes at the top of every hour. National headlines from Fox News Radio, South Jersey News, and your local AccuWeather forecast all in 6 minutes. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Panda. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Join me this afternoon at 3. Now back to Harry Hurley on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We are back. Welcome back. Debora Heart Lung Center presents Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist extraordinaire, also holds the titles of director of the Debora First Responder Health Assessment and assistant director of Interventional Cardiology Fellowship Program. And the topic this half hour on Debora Heart and Lung Center presents is peripheral arterial disease, PAD. Now, this is because I'm a layperson. I'm just going to throw something out that probably sounds a little crazy because I don't know many things. If you have a problem, they usually don't spontaneously. I mean, I shouldn't say because I'm a layperson and not a doctor, but the strategy of just assuming that maybe the symptoms might improve on their own and just roll the dice doesn't seem like a great strategy to me as a layperson, but you as a great doctor, Dr. Ice, can symptoms improve on their own? I'm speaking the words like spontaneously. Could they just improve on their own?
It is possible, yes. Certainly with early diagnosis and some lifestyle changes in treatment, patients can stop PAD from getting worse. And there are some studies that have shown that if you can reverse PAD symptoms with routine exercise walking, combined with careful control of some of the other risk factors of cholesterol and blood pressure. But we have shown that maintaining a routine walking program several times a week may actually reduce some of the symptoms and have people feeling better.
Follow up to that, Dr. Ice. PAD, I think I heard what you said. I'm sure I heard what you said, but I'm going to pose the follow up anyhow. Is PAD curable or only treatable?
It is certainly treatable, and in many cases we can cure it for an extended period of time. The atherosclerosis process is typically always sort of accumulating and working there. And so we can do all we can to reduce the risk factors, but it may still come back. So the simple answer is we treat it, and that treatment may last for a long period.
This is a very important part of your program today, Dr. Ice, and I know your listeners are going to want to know this. What are the treatment options for PAD?
Well, first, we always recommend lifestyle changes, again, to reduce those risk factors. This would consist of quitting smoking, routine exercise, and managing other health issues such as high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol. I mentioned exercise before, and that with routine exercise, individuals may expect an improvement in the distance they're able to walk before they experience their leg pain. So supervised walking programs have certainly been shown to be effective. And then there are a few medications which may help improve walking distance and reduce symptoms as well. And for those where symptoms have not improved or still much a problem, we do have minimally invasive or endovascular treatments where we can use balloons and stents and sometimes in some cases bypass surgery as a treatment option for PAD.
Is there a familial aspect to this? Heredity, does that play a role?
Yes, there is some component of genetics that play a role in the whole atherosclerosis process. That combined with some of the other risk factors, but certainly there is some component of genetics.
Is there pain involved when you present with this?
Oftentimes, or majority of the times, yes, patients will have symptoms of discomfort. That's usually the initial symptom that they may have. There are, especially when we start talking about diabetics, they often may have atypical symptoms where they don't get as much discomfort and they may present with some more advanced stages of the disease.
Let me remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dr. Daniel Ice. He's an interventional cardiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, also their distinguished director of the Deborah First Responder Health Assessment and the assistant director of interventional cardiology fellowship program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And our topic this week, this month, I should say, on Deborah Heart and Lung Center is peripheral arterial disease, PAD. So if you're joining the program, you're caught up just with the headline comments. But let me also remind those that maybe didn't have a pad to write it down or get your memo thing out in your smartphone or any device that you have and get ready to take this information down. It's simple. DemandDeborah.org or 609-793-9996. I'll repeat that, 609-793-9996. And what Dr. Ice and I are asking you to do is either digitally or if you want to call and speak to one of the great staff people at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, check in, register for the event that's coming up before you know it. I mean, it's just time is just flying. We're already past the first week of September already. This event, which is a PAD screening event at Deborah Heart and Lung Center at their Browns Mills Hospital and campus, is Saturday, October 1st. So about 3 weeks away, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Browns Mills, New Jersey. Again, visit demanddeborah.org or call 609-793-9996 to register for the event and to make sure that you're eligible to participate. We'll mention that. Dr. Ice will mention it at the end of his program. How can people, Dr. Ice, lower their risk of getting PAD in the first place?
Well, they can lower their risk by, one, being proactive in their own health, seeing the doctors and getting any symptoms checked out early. And, of course, lifestyle changes to reduce those risk factors that we discussed earlier, those risk factors such as quitting smoking, maintaining routine exercise, and managing the other health issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol that they may have, and staying on top of those problems.
And for those who didn't hear it, and even as a point of emphasis for those who did, one of the symptoms, when I brought up the question to you, Dr. Ice, what are the symptoms typical? And you said, yeah, and they're atypical also. And you went into perhaps pain in the calf muscle, for example. Is that one of the more prominent ways that you would early find out that this may be going on?
Right. That's one of them. You mentioned, do they always have pain? It's not always described as pain. Often I have patients that say, well, I don't have pain. I have heaviness, or my legs feel very fatigued, more so than I used to feel when I would walk, particularly when I start walking longer distances. So it's not always an actual pain. It's more of just discomfort or fatigue. And then other patients straight say, yes, my legs hurt. And as soon as I stop walking, pain goes away.
Wow.
We commonly say, well, in the calves, but it can also be in the thighs or even in the buttocks. Most commonly, though, it is in the calves or below the knees.
When you mentioned also earlier about the feet, do you actually lose feeling? Do the feet feel dead? Is there any sensation that presents with this as well?
there sometimes can be some degree of numbness in there. Oftentimes patients may have concomitant diabetes as well and may have neuropathy already starting to set in. And so sometimes those can overlie each other. That by itself, the earlier stages of PD, you don't necessarily get numbness with that. It's not until much later when that tissue has not received blood flow for a long period of time.
Dr. Ice, my closing question, and then any time you need to make a closing comment of your choice, and you're going to take us out with the reminder about the important PAD screening event that's right around the corner at DeBora Heart and Lung Center. Dr. Ice will give you one last go-round with that, because we wanted to make sure that everybody that needs to get help has this important information, how you can do so. So Dr. Ice will conclude with that at the very end of the program. My final question to you, Dr. Ice, is why should people go to DeBora to get treated for PAD? I know it sounds, Captain, obvious, but I think it's an important question.
DeBora has a team of excellent caring physicians who have a lot of experience in treating PAD and several tools for effective testing of the disease. Offer comprehensive for varieties of PAD within the body. We mostly talked about lower extremities, the legs, but also PAD can also occur in the carotid arteries in the neck, within the aorta, within the kidney arteries, or even in the upper extremities of the arm arteries. But most commonly when we talk about PAD, of course, it's in the lower legs. At DeBora, we have nearly all of the available minimally invasive endovascular treatment modalities currently on the market, and we are leaders in several cutting-edge international research trials exploring future treatments which patients can enroll in and have access to the latest innovations. So all of those are reasons why I feel like people should go to DeBora to get treated for their PAD.
And we do have time for me to throw one more at you from the bleachers here. Is this typically something that afflicts people over 40 years old? And are there, in fact, millions of people in America right now that have PAD?
Yes, it's often a disease that goes undiagnosed and certainly untreated. So there are probably a lot of people in the country that have it and just don't know it, that may not have developed significant symptoms enough to really be of concern or the sort of trigger something to them to say, hey, go get this checked out. Commonly it is probably over the age of 40. There's some less common disease states that can occur before the age of 40, but usually, yes, it's over the age of 40 and 50 and 60, and the risk goes up as we get older.
And Dr. Ice, I've never heard a doctor ever complain about early detection. Earlier the better, correct?
Correct. Early detection leads to usually better outcomes.
And if you would, let's close out the program with your commentary on the upcoming PAD screening event.
Yes, PAD screening fair at DeBora Heart and Lung Center in Browns Mills, New Jersey, scheduled for Saturday, October 1st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, patients can call the phone number that you gave out here on this show. They can also go to www.demanddebora.org. for additional information and to register for that event. Take 30 to 60 minutes out of their time to come out and get screened for this and talk to a provider about anything that we find on that day and determine if they need any follow-up studies done going forward.
And I'll give the phone number so that everyone has it. 609-793-9996. That's 609-793-9996, or as Dr. Ice just said, demanddebora.org, whichever way you would like to make your contact, that's up to you, and it's fine either way. I can promise you, I've done both. I navigate through the website. It's very, very well laid out. Or if you prefer to call and speak to a representative, 609-793-9996. And a reminder, you have to register. This is an event that you must register for, because you want to determine that you're eligible to go in the first place. So don't just show up to DeBora on Saturday, October 1st at 8 a.m. Again, as Dr. Ice said, the hours are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Deborah Heart and Lung Center in Browns Mills, New Jersey. DemandDeborah.org. The website, 609-793-9996 is the phone number. And as always, Dr. Ice, it's an honor to present you. A great discussion, and you imparted very important information to your listeners, and we thank you for it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, sir.